put my name in. I mean, obviously, I can't jump in, come jump out. I feel like it's you're the single guy. I'm on Tinder. I'm not on Tinder. I'm on Tinder. I'm not on Tinder.
But here's the thing: you don't even have to tell your coach you're entering the transfer portal. There's you know what that's like? That's like your buddy coming up to you and say, "Hey, I found out your girlfriend's on Bumble."
Welcome back to WST Sports. We're going to talk about something pretty noteworthy in collegiate sports these days, especially college football. I'm talking the transfer portal. It's almost like you're Mario. You go down one of those little things, boop, 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 and you pop up somewhere else. How does that work? What are the regulations? Kaywin, tell us what it's about.
So the transfer portal, it's a database. Every player who has interest in transferring, it includes every collegiate sport. So a basketball coach could see if a field hockey player wants to transfer.
Time out. Stop there. So if I see that a power forward going to Toledo, 6'7", 235, who's looking to transfer, and I'm a coach at, say, UTEP, I could say football, basketball, regardless, hey, come here.
Yes.
Would that, no, could you imagine getting the call? Hey, I'm a... water polo player. Hey, son, you measure out at 235, 6'3". Why don't you come play tight end for us up here in Northern Illinois? So is that how it works?
Yeah. If you're sitting on the bench in baseball, could you enter a transfer portal for football?
You say it's
video will pick you up as a...
So it's a database.
It's a database.
So I can sit down at my computer if I'm a coach and say, let's check the portal today. And I have some parameters, right, of like who I'm searching for. It's kind of like finding a house.
Yeah.
I'm going through that right now. I want so many square footage, so many bedrooms, so many bathrooms.
It's Redfin for tight ends.
Very true. So I can, it doesn't matter the sport, every college athlete enters the same portal.
Correct.
Wow.
It's one database. So the steps, you have to go to the compliance department and then say, I would like to transfer. And then within 48 hours, you appear in the transfer portal. The only people who have access to it are the compliance people at every college and one coach. Only one coach
one
gets
coach?
Access.
Wow.
One coach gets access.
So what? Who do they fight? Do they share a login? Is the person selling the access to the transfer portal losing out on subscriptions?
Is it like Netflix where there's one account and everyone's logged in?
They're fighting over the player. Question for you.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're the expert here. Is there paperwork that goes into it? Can I just walk in and be like, I'm transferring, that's it. I throw my helmet at the compliance officer and say, I'm out. What happens from there?
There is some paperwork. You can put your name in the portal. You can take your name out of the
no
portal.
Way.
Yes. So, hey, you have a bad practice. The coach pitches you. That's it. I'm going to the transfer portal.
Just log in. James. It's almost free agency. Somewhat a free agency for collegiate sports.
It is.
But is there any ramifications? I put my name in. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I can't jump in, come jump out. I feel like it's you're the single guy. I'm on Tinder. I'm not on Tinder. I'm on Tinder. I'm not on Tinder.
But here's the thing. You don't even have to tell your coach you're entering the transfer portal. You know what that's like? That's like your buddy coming up to you and say, hey, I found out your girlfriend's on Bumble. Oh, you could leave and not even tell the coach.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that you're correct. So you don't have to tell anyone. You can enter your name.
You have to tell the compliance department.
Does the compliance?
Hey, sign this NDA. Don't
yes,
tell my
exactly
coach. I want to see what else is out there for me.
Hey, I'm only getting like half the snaps on the D line. I want to see what else I can get.
Yeah.
So is there any, what is the, because, I mean, if everyone could transfer at any point in time, there's no kickback. Is there a kickback in different sports?
No, not that I'm aware of in my 5-minute research.
So no ramifications. I can go enter my name at any point in time.
The compliance department has to enter your name. You don't have access to the database. You can't be in your dorm room, like, Facebooking, and then go to the transfer portal
Hey, Coach, I
got the tab open. What are you looking at?
I had one too many truths last night. I answered the transfer. It really wasn't me. I don't know where my head was at.
What if you're in the offensive film session and someone comes and looks at your computer? He's got the transfer portal up.
Even worse, you enter transfer portal. All of a sudden, you're at UCLA. You find out you're transferred to, like, Southern Miss. I mean, that's feasible, right?
It's feasible.
But you'd have to email the compliance.
Yes, and they have to approve it and put you in. And so you can put, like, I think you can put, like, do not contact me. You can put your email address in there. And so what they're saying is some coaches check this, like, 15 times a day.
It's like Instagram. I would. I mean, think about that. Because I don't have to tell my coach I'm putting myself into the transfer portal, right?
Correct.
I don't have to tell you. If I'm unhappy, I'm going to go to the transfer portal.
Yeah.
At what point,
if I'm unhappy, if I'm a coach. If I'm unhappy in my dating relationship, I'm going to go on Bumble.
True. Very true. Good analogy. But I will say this. At what point, if you're a coach, do you grease the – is that
– Wow. So you need to have a mole in the compliance department.
Exactly. Exactly. If I'm the coach, I'm hiring my daughter to be the secretary for the compliance office. I am absolutely hiring my daughter. Say, honey, this is a good way to get in with the university, understand the construct, but I am hiring my daughter to be the secretary. Any kid that walks through there, I want to text. I want to let them know he is trying to enter the transfer portal.
So I do like that theory. The problem is this compliance department is for the entire university.
So this,
if you're the football coach, you have to figure out a way to slide this resume over so the compliance department hires your daughter.
So wait, in my mind, here, the transfer portal is somewhat of a free-for-all. All sports, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Right? Title IX, any women's, anything? It's probably more highlighted on the football aspect, right? And basketball aspect.
Just how many coaches are checking the crew transfer? It's probably the big sports would be my guess.
I mean, I just blew out a single school. I just killed a 500 in a minute and 9 seconds. I'm going to Harvard. My GPA is only 2.5, but I'll make it. My point being is, it's become a little bit of the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Similar to dating.
Yes.
If you're single, it's the Wild Wild West. There's too many apps. If I were to change the transfer portal, here's what I'd do. I would say there is a point in time, or actually a place in which you have to have some sort of requirements, right? And my requirements would be, if you are playing every day, right? You cannot enter the transfer portal. You are playing the game you love.
Yeah.
If you think you are better, you will still get noticed.
Yeah.
I almost think it could be a self-defeating prophecy if you say, I'm going to enter the transfer. Say you're in the WAC, you're in the MAC, whatever it may be. You think you're better than you are. I would say you are deferred back to your university. You cannot enter the transfer portal.
I will take it one step further. I think at the beginning of the season, you should be able to enter the transfer portal. And then after the season, not like in week five.
I'm out.
He gone. Well, it brings up a good point. Jack Sears from USC entered the transfer portal because he got beat out by JT Daniels. JT Daniels gets hurt week one.
He's coming back. He's entering the transfer portal. We're getting coming back.
Exit.
Yeah.
Do you just deactivate your account like Facebook at that point?
Good point. I mean, it's the transfer portal. There actually, if you go on ESPN, there is transfer portal news. They know every person that entered the transfer portal, so it's full public disclosure, right? And then at that point, what do you do? I mean, it's out there in the public. You're looking. You're a free agent for Cleveland. But then they can't offer you money. No. Obviously.
Like, why don't you take this duffel bag and go exactly. back to your dorm?
Welcome to Ames, Iowa. I mean, is the grass really green on the other side? I think there's some coaches that would argue, especially people like Chris Peterson in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Probably Kyle Whittingham down in Utah. Listen, you pledged to our university. You're either going to work through it. And those people that enter the – somebody say the people that enter the transfer portal probably aren't bought into our program, nor will they buy in anywhere else.
Yeah.
So there's a good side and there's a bad side.
Well, and then there could be those skeevy college coaches. Hey, how come you're not starting? Why don't you come over my way? And like recruiting players that are on scholarships at other universities.
Exactly. It's like the guy on Tinder that has four good pictures out of all 5,000 that he's taken. He looks good in those four, but you meet him in person, he looks horrible. And he's really 5'4", not 5'9", like he said in his description.
Yeah.
That could be a conundrum too.
Yeah.
I mean, the transfer portal is, I agree with you. It's either before the season or after the season. You understand where you stand. Okay, I'm going to leave. Okay. But if you are playing every day, shouldn't be allowed.
Yes.
Compliance should kick you out.
If you're on scholarship and it's past week three, you should not be able to transfer.
Absolutely not. You're part of the team. Okay, Wynn, Big Ben?
I think this might be an episode, not a 5-minute life guide.
Hey, if you want to answer to the transfer portal, know what you're getting into. Grass isn't always greener. Pledge allegiance to your university. Jake Sears, I'm sorry, my friend. You probably could be starting this week.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.